The Alaska Department of Law has filed charges for the first time in a case using a DNA profile instead of a name. The 10-year statute of limitations on the rape and kidnapping case was scheduled to expire today. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Even though the Department of Law doesn't know the name of the suspect, they filed charges against his DNA using the alias John Doe. Deputy Attorney General Rick Svobodny.
We think it's a very good idea to hold rapists and kidnappers accountable for their crimes and the fact that they've been able to hide, and hide by that, I mean, we haven't been able to identify who the person is for the last 10 years shouldn't be a way that they can get around being charged with this offense.
According to the charging document, the rape and kidnapping took place in Anchorage on August 9th, 2000. The suspect picked up the victim, saying he would give her a ride, but instead drove to an industrial area of the city and raped her, threatening her with a knife. Svobodny says he knows of at least two other states, California and Michigan, where charges have been filed against a DNA profile. He says in California, a similar case survived a challenge before the state Supreme Court.
This charging document is more accurate in defining who committed the crime than just simply using somebody's name. There are a lot of people across the country who have the same names as other people. So what we do is use a date of birth and their names, but this way is substantially more definitive as to who did it.
Every state is a member of the National DNA Database System called CODIS. Svobodny says that should allow the suspect to be identified if he turns up in the criminal justice system anywhere in the U.S.
For example, in this case, if Florida has somebody who meets their qualifications for a DNA sample, generally that's either arrest or conviction, they put that in their DNA database that once a week gets sent to the national one, and the national one inquires of all the other states to see whether or not they have a hit.
Svobodny says even though the case is a decade old, he thinks John Doe will eventually be brought to justice.
I'm optimistic that it will be solved. I just can't tell you how soon it will be solved. It just depends upon when that person reenters the system with a DNA profile.
The 10-year statute of limitations for rape and kidnapping cases doesn't exist anymore in Alaska. For that reason, Svobodny doesn't think the Department of Law will be using this technique very much in the future, although he says it could be used in cases where there still is a statute of limitations, like first-degree assault. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.